The great mystery horror writer Edgar Allan Poe lived in Philly in the mid-1800s in several different houses. Only one survives, and Here and Now's Alex Ashlock paid a visit.
The creaky door warns all visitors, beware. You just might have a nightmare if you spend enough time in this house, where Edgar Allan Poe wrote some of his spookiest stories. Ella McKenoff is a park ranger at the Edgar Allan Poe National Historic Site.
Poe spent 6 years in Philadelphia, and they were the most productive years of his life. While he lived here in Philadelphia, he invented the modern detective story. He had already come on the radar, the literary radar of the United States, as America's first serious full-time literary critic. He was fairly aggressive, and they started calling him the Tomahawk Man because of that. And then his horror stories were also gaining a lot of attention.
Go downstairs if you dare, and let your imagination roam, in a basement that's eerily similar to the one Poe describes in his story, The Black Cat. That's the one where the narrator murders his wife, buries her behind the bricks of a false chimney, along with, mistakenly, the couple's cat, whom Poe regarded as a monster. Again, Hella McKenoff.
When the policemen come, they've been down in the basement numerous times, and the narrator is starting to experience some pride. You know, he's committed a crime for which he will never be caught. Gentlemen, are you going? I'm so glad you no longer suspect me. By the way, my house is very well constructed. Let me show you. And he starts pounding on the false chimney. But no sooner have the reverberations of his blows sunk into silence than he is answered by a voice from inside the tomb, a howling that sounds like all the demons of hell are burning in agony. The policemen are frozen in terror. They approach the wall. They start tearing it, and they find the corpse on top of her head, solitary eye of fire, red extended mouth. I had walled the monster inside the tomb, whose informing voice now sends me to the hangman.
Ironically, despite that grim story, Poe actually had some good times here. In fact, a biographer said, when he left for New York, Poe left happiness behind. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock in Philadelphia.